the byword, the catchword, our word on the cover of our brochure is frontiers. And the idea is we explore some, for us, maybe different musical frontiers. We also are doing a concert that celebrates the frontier heritage of Fort Smith.
200 years, right?
200 years, right. Very end of 2017 marks the beginning of it. 2018 is the real year. So the idea is to just kind of, you know, a more expanded maybe musical horizons. Jeremy Dank is our guest artist. Jeremy performs with Joshua Bell and records with him quite regularly. So we thought there'd be a nice tie-in. And Jeremy's probably the most sought-after pianist in America today. You see him everywhere. He reviews everywhere. And we're really looking forward to him. And that's our season opener.
And then you're going to Great Ladies of Swing featuring Dee Daniels. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that concert.
It's a celebration of the music of the great ladies of swing. So Peggy Lee and Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, songs from those eras and those singers. And Dee's a fantastic jazz vocalist. She's just great. Very different than the season opener, but it'll be a really fun. Yeah, it's a big contrast. Exactly. And then I wanted to sort of highlight the last two concerts. So I talked about this frontier idea. In April, we're doing a Fort Smith Bicentennial celebration, celebrating the 200th anniversary of Fort Smith, founding of Fort Smith. So we're commissioning a new work for the 200th anniversary by Philip Schroeder, who's a wonderful composer. He writes very, very dreamy music, very introspective, very unusual sound world that he works in. This is going to be a really fascinating piece. I think very beautiful. Our final concert of the year, we feature the First and Fourth Symphony of Florence Price. She's a native Arkansan. She's the first African-American female symphonic composer to be recognized as such by the classical music world. This concert is in conjunction with the Fort Smith Symphony's recordings, first ever of all four of her symphonies.
Now, I noticed that fourth will be a world premiere for recording, or is it a world premiere of a performance of that?
First time ever performed.
Okay.
And I want to thank the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. They have their special collections as the largest collection of her music. It's beautiful music. It's very romantic. So it's a real interesting kind of season. And then, of course, in addition to all that, we're doing all of our educational things from Earquake, Storybook Strings, Cool Cat, Symphony in the Schools. And those school events, performance presentations, we're doing that for, it depends on the year, but it's about 8, 9, maybe 10,000 kids a year. So it's a lot of kids. The intent is to have us be sort of this multi-service organization where we're playing at least what we feel, and we hope our audience feels, is good music or great music, not an art with a capital A feel necessarily, but just being a resource for great music and having, I know it's happening in our area, when people think about the symphony, they're kind of thinking about the totality of what we do, not just the concerts. We're being asked by organizations just to be involved more and more in different sort of projects. So that's exciting, you know, really becoming more integrated even still in the community.
Let's talk a minute about why arts education is so important.
People who are involved in the arts have known for a long time that it's really great to have this. An arts education is just so important to help create just the total person. They work your brain and mind and spirit over in a way that other things don't. It helps with communication and math and people skills, and we see more and more of it. So it's a really important thing. It's a super busy time for the orchestra. This past year, with our added educational programs, it's just gotten very, very full. The orchestra's playing really, really well. And we have a great staff and board of directors, a lot of support by the community, and doing some of these more unusual things. If we didn't have this kind of support, we wouldn't be able to do it. It's exciting, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much.